Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716.
Good morning, everybody. Today's message is a continuation in the series on Peter Gatchi's amazing book about mammography. And I have to say, today's segment and the information I'm going to share with you should make you angry. I know it makes me very angry every time I reflect on it. A critic of mammography, or anything for that matter, that generates lots of profits has to have a lot of intestinal fortitude. Michael Baum was a professor of surgery at King's College, and he was charged with opening the first mammography screening unit in Southeast England. He insisted that the benefits of mammography should be expressed in absolute terms. And you've heard me talk before about how expressing benefits in relative terms really makes something look a whole lot more beneficial than it really is, and that the potential harms of mammography should be clearly elucidated on the invitations. The committee to which he reported disagreed, stating that this would prevent the 70% penetration rate upon which the program depended. In other words, if we told everybody the truth, they wouldn't do this, and then we wouldn't meet our target goals, and that would be bad for business, so we just won't tell people the truth. He resigned and stated, quote, "Those who are responsible for mammography screening don't care in the least that the way they sell is blatantly and undisputably unethical." And last night for Diet and Lifestyle course, Dr. McDougall was the instructor, and he said, and I've heard him say this before, he says, people who steal your money and don't tell you the truth are criminals. And if people behave this way in any other industry, we would prosecute them. Coercion techniques, and you heard me talk yesterday about this whole thing, sending letters with even a scheduled time, and in England, the invitations, as they're called, the screening. We call them coercion techniques. They vary from country to country, and ethics are not a consideration. For example, Germany passed a law penalizing cancer patients financially if they fail to have regular cancer screenings. In other words, these screenings don't reduce your risk of dying of cancer, but if you don't have them and you end up with cancer, you end up being penalized financially. In Denmark, the Danish Medical Association stated that if complete information was available to women, this would only create anxiety and confusion. In other words, we're so stupid that we can't be given the right information because we would just be confused and not able to make good choices. A revision of the invitation in Denmark was a disaster, even though Gatchi and a few of his reasonable colleagues have been asked for input. Their suggestions and the science they presented were completely ignored. The leaflet ended up looking like a sales brochure, and that's all this is. This is just all about selling useless services, in this case to women. The problem was that nothing could be done about it. The Danish Board of Health is supervised by the Danish Board of Health, so it essentially can do anything it wants. There are no checks and balances on the system. In response, Nordic Cochrane prepared its own leaflet with accurate information and received funding from a private organization to distribute it to family practice docs and OB-GYNs in Denmark. It became popular and was translated into several languages, including English, and I've seen it. It's in the book. It's the only truthful piece of information circulating to women about mammography. Opponents to telling the truth about mammography use the same hollow arguments that people use to try to dissuade people like Colin Campbell and I from writing articles and books with detailed information about science and health. They say that women aren't interested in all of this information and that statistical data just confuses them. This paternalistic attitude should make women and others angry. And we have found the situation to be completely untrue. I think people are very interested in their health and interested in learning whatever science applies to the situation so they can make informed choices. By far, one of the worst offenders in telling the truth is the American Cancer Society. In 1999, the organization stated that early detection results in almost 100% cure. When questioned by a reporter, an ACS spokesperson said, and this is a direct quote, "When you make an advertisement, you just say what you can to get women in the door. You exaggerate a point." I can't even believe that somebody would say this. I guess I can believe somebody would say it. What I can't believe is that anybody would donate a nickel to this organization. The ACS frequently makes false statements such as 80% of women between the ages of 35 and 50 are at high risk and should get a baseline mammogram. In 2002, the ACS recommended monthly breast self-examination starting at age 20. This is ridiculous. died in the UK from breast cancer in 2008. So before my blood just boils over, I'll stop for now. That's all for now. Have a great day. I'll talk to you Monday.